Yes.
We're ready, Mr. Secretary. Our Courts and Public Safety Committee meeting is in session. So you see before you the agenda for tonight's discussion. So we have, wrong committee. Here we go. I'm going to move them around a little bit from the agenda. I'm going to bring up the draft Faulkner County noise ordinance. It'll be the first topic. As the chair and sponsor of that ordinance, I am withdrawing that ordinance from consideration. So we're moving on to the second topic on there.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
You have some people that would like to address that.
We're not, it's not on the table, so we're moving forward, Justice Houston. That is being withdrawn permanently.
Okay. Permanent?
Permanent as far as I'm concerned. All right, so the next item on the agenda is amended ordinance 19-1. So I'm bringing it onto the table. What I will do is I'll give a little bit of a preamble about amended ordinance 19-1 and what the history is. This is a draft. Draft ordinances are brought, you know, to committees for discussion and review, and then we can determine what we want to do with this. So 19-1 is the, let me go back to it, is the organizational ordinance that we passed at the beginning of this two-year session. And so this is where we formulate where meetings are and everything, and what the quorum court committees are. And so the established committees that we did for this section include the Budget Finance Committee, which is mentioned in Article 3. And then in Article 5, it talks about the Budget Finance Committee, Infrastructure, Courts and Public Safety, and Personnel. Those are the committees that we currently have in place. As a little bit of a background for those that were not on the quorum court at the time, we had a Building and Grounds Committee that worked with the Justice Building that really was heavily involved when the Justice Building was being developed, designed, and through the construction process. And if you go back further, the previous construction process was also the Unit 2. There was a Building and Grounds Committee that helped work with the county judge and the sheriff's office on that. I've had a conversation with County Judge Jim Baker, and what we have going on now is we have a jail project that the sheriff has spoken with us a number of times. We also have brought before us the county courthouse remodel and update. And also, we've had the ongoing discussion with the animal shelter. And these have been discussed in various committees. It seems they come through the courts of public safety often. But the concern that I shared with Judge Baker was that oftentimes we're getting these discussions independently from one another, but at the same time, they're often competing for the same funding. And so we really need to have, in my opinion, express an opinion here, a committee that would work with the county judge's office and these other ones so that they can discuss the priorities for the funding, for the building, and for long-term planning and priorities going forward. So, you know, as we go forward with the limiting funding, is remodeling the courthouse have more priority over the jail, expansion? I can tell you that Sheriff Riles probably would say no, that the jail would take priority, and that's fair. Also, there are those that would might indicate that the animal shelter would get priority, and that's fair because of the concerns that we have there. The Building and Grounds Committee, again, which is something that we have had in the past and we've utilized successfully, is something that we could bring forward. We did away with the Building and Grounds Committee when Judge Baker's first term came in, and we kind of revisited our committees at that time, and so we're going back 5 years ago, and at that time we did not have any significant long-term building process on the radar outside of the animal shelter. So we weren't looking at jail expansions, we weren't looking at remodels, we weren't looking at any of these other things. So what this ordinance does, the amendment to 1901, I don't think there's any language change anywhere except that in section, in Article 5, when it lists the committees, the following committees are hereby established to serve Faulkner County Foreign Court, Budget and Finance, Infrastructure, Courts and Public Safety, Personnel, and then the addition of Building and Grounds. So that's the preamble. I will open it up for any questions or discussion regarding this at this point.
Mr. Chair, I guess I have
Justice Kendrick, a
comment on it. I understand in the past this might have been a committee that had been used, but as a member of both Courts and Public Safety, and I'm also on Infrastructure and Roads, that committee has discussed in depth of county buildings, county property. Earlier this year and last year, we were requesting information from the county judge's office regarding what was owned on buildings and land. Our county assessor actually ended up delivering all that. To me, creating another committee would be redundant. In my opinion, this Building and Grounds is obsolete because Infrastructure discusses buildings, it discusses county property, it discusses county roads. So I guess I don't share the same concern that you do, and to me it just seems like it would be adding an additional committee that we would have to pay for additional meetings when our current active committee has been handling county building needs, county roads, county infrastructure. So that's just my comment on it.
Okay. I look forward to the animal shelter moving over to Infrastructure.
That's a question I had, that even after you have a Building and Grounds Committee, do you see like the animal issue moving over to the Building and Grounds? Because are we in that state? You know what I'm saying?
So if Justice LaHouse could answer your question, I think really with the Building and Grounds, the purpose of that would be the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when we're discussing animal control and animal shelter, until such time there's actually building plans or infrastructure, that's a fair observation, Justice Kendrick. But until such time that, I mean, as long as it's a public safety issue,
mm-hmm.
I think it would still fall under Courts of Public Safety. When it transitions over to a building project, when whoever needs to review it can look at things, because the Courts of Public Safety Committee, as we review animal control issues and animal shelter issues, are not taking into consideration the priorities of the courthouse renovation. And I know that we have talked about all those in that committee, but that's not been our focus.
Yeah.
It's been more of a public safety issue,
yeah.
Really. So I think there is a transition, whether it's building and grounds or, hypothetically, infrastructure. Okay. Justice Boyer?
Chairman Higgins, infrastructure is currently in Infrastructure and Road. That's the current committee title. The Infrastructure Committee will no longer be involved with roads, or will still include roads?
Well, let me back up. Per Justice Kendrick's suggestion, it seems that infrastructure would just pick up where we're talking about building and grounds. So nothing would change with infrastructure other
right.
than we would formalize that infrastructure would also be addressing building and grounds issues. Not to speak for you, Justice.
Right, no, that's basically nothing would change, because that's something, I'm not the chairman of that committee, but as a member of that committee, that's something we have discussed, is county property, county acreage, county buildings. So it's been in our discussion and within the purview of that committee as it's ongoing.
And, you know, in all fairness, Justice Boyer, part of this is probably tradition and maybe a little biased, but when I think of infrastructure, you know, that's a relatively new term. We've always called it the Roads Committee.
Right.
You know, and so we wouldn't have considered the Roads Committee to do building and grounds. But in all fairness, to Justice Kendrick's comment, infrastructure does take on a wider role.
And would include bridges,
yeah.
and roads?
Yes.
Okay. I have more questions from District 12 on the roads and the bridges than I do all the other buildings and grounds in the county. So
mm-hmm.
that would be my question. We're not removing any kind of jurisdiction with the roads and with the bridges. It's still under infrastructure, it's just a different name.
Right. So let me summarize this then in another manner. This proposal, and again, this is a draft for conversation. This proposal then would set aside a building and grounds committee specifically for building and grounds discussions and dealing with long-term plans and priorities. If we don't adopt this, then we, as a group, would have to assume that that would fall to infrastructure, since they have, and it might be a conversation between committee chairs at some point to formalize, well, I don't think we have to do an ordinance or anything, to formalize that since we're not going to move forward building and grounds, infrastructure willing to adopt, responsibility for what a building and grounds committee would normally discuss. So if we don't adopt this, we'll just have to assume that that's where that would be covered.
I'll throw in a comment here.
Justice Lehowski?
When I first read this, I kind of was on the same line as Chris, is thinking, infrastructure, to me, like you said, is a little more broader than roads.
Cell towers.
Yes, roads, bridges, the buildings, all that kind of stuff. But as far as, you talked about the direction and the strategic, long-term direction of that kind of stuff, a lot of times I don't feel like our court is efficient enough to kind of help set that direction, and that we look towards the sheriff, we look towards the county judge to, I guess, work together to kind of help us set those priorities of what they think and that kind of stuff. I just think that would be difficult for a committee to do.
I can share the conversation that I had with Judge Baker when I talked to him about this, mm-hmm. because I certainly did not want to, step on his toes,
yeah.
or whatever. And his reply to me was, I would appreciate an extra set of eyes and the additional conversation support, whether we do it through infrastructure or building and grounds. But when I went through this potential process of this committee, he said, I would like that, and that way I can get the court's input on some of these strategies.
One last thing I have is, as I've said on budget and finance in my time on the court, we almost have a meeting every month. I don't think we've barely gone a month without meeting.
Budget and finance?
Us and public safety.
Public safety.
Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry, I might have said the wrong one. We meet almost every month. Whereas roads and infrastructure, they don't meet every month. So they may have the extra bandwidth to take on some of these building projects,
Are you on infrastructure?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious.
No.
They don't meet every month, but we still have these issues that have been plaguing us for two or three or four years. The animal shelter and other things in place and it's been falling on the courts and public safety have worn the mantle for that. Infrastructure has not even picked up on that. So just because they have the time doesn't tell me that they would pick it up.
Well, I guess I would say, in all fairness, Justice Board, we haven't asked them to either.
That could be true, yes. I don't know. I haven't asked them.
Yeah.
Justice
Houston.
I'm on that committee.
Yes.
And let's make sure we understand, we define the responsibilities of the animal shelter, because you guys are talking like the animal shelter is already a county responsibility, and it's not. It's a citizen's effort. It is not a county responsibility. It has nothing to do with the county at this point, except the county is collecting the money and holding the money. The county bought a building and we gave it back.
No, I agree with you. I think in this conversation that we're having, the animal shelter might come under the purview of a building and grounds or infrastructure once we're dealing with real estate.
Thank you. Okay, and once we determine it belongs to the county. Because we still haven't determined it's going to be a county operation or a county building.
I think all of that would still be under the purview of the courts and public safety and those discussions and everything. And, just through recent conversations I have, I believe there are a couple of proposals in development from the community at this time
nobody wants to get this thing off the ground any more than I do. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't want us to make the assumption this is automatically going to be a county responsibility, because then it falls upon us to fund it. And it's supposed to be a citizen's responsibility to fund this. And that hasn't happened at this point.
Okay, fair enough. Justice Lehowski?
One last thing that you reminded me of when you were speaking, and I thought of it before, is how how committees decide to take upon ordinances. You know, like, how do we end up with certain ordinances? And I guess it's us bringing these ordinances. Like, Chris has brought things before other budget and finance before and things like that. Is that right? Is that
so,
how?
So we, you know, we are quorum court committees that to, you know, we've had discussions in the past about a committee of one. I have experienced that. And it was not successful. I think everybody who was there at the time would agree it was pandemonium. It was a challenge. And so we break these committees down, you know, so that we don't overwhelm committee meetings and so they can specialize. So obviously budget and finance is self-evident, what they're dealing with. You know, when we look at personnel, we just came out of a personnel committee meeting. I think that is self-evident. Probably infrastructure, until tonight, has been, you know, relatively self-evident of what that is. Courts and public safety has been, ever since I have been on the court for 10 years, has kind of been a catch-all. The courts, you know, the public safety aspect is self-explanatory. We used to deal with a lot of court issues when court was in this building. I mean, moving issues and security issues, lots of circuit court issues. Since we have implemented and moved into the justice building, those problems have gone away, and I can't think of a courts issue that we have addressed in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're dealing mainly with public safety issues at this point. And then there have been the few one-off situations, like it really doesn't fall in personnel, and it's really not a budget issue, and Judge Baker is fond of saying, let's just send it to courts of public safety. And so that's how that works, and I'm okay with that. And if it develops into a financial issue, then we can transfer it to Justice Pickett.
So is the judge, do I have a proposed ordinance and bring it to the judge and say, which committee does this go to, or do I just choose which committee I think I should put it in front of? And then you as a committee chair have the option to say, I really think this is better suited for not my committee, but X committee.
My opinion is, and my practice has been since I've been a chair, I think Justice Good may support this, is it's the purview of the chair, and in many cases, I have JPs and citizens bring things to me, and I encourage them to go seek another committee.
Okay.
You know, I've had elected officials want to come and talk to me about, you know, I can think we had discussions about jailers and things, and so I had the discussion, but honestly, that needs to go to personnel, and then they need to make a recommendation to budget finance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't want personnel making budget decisions, and we don't really want budget making decisions on personnel without it being fully vetted type of things. So the judge, you know, often Judge Baker has called me a number of times and said, hey, I've got an idea about running this near thing. And I was like, Judge, I'm not sure that's us.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. So we have those conversations.
Okay.
So I think that is conversation.
So kind of like what you, and you said this earlier, is that if we choose to just stick with the committees as they are, it may be a discussion between you and Justice Knight about kind of setting those roles possibly.
What I would have to do to make sure that we're following FOI rules and everything, I would probably encourage Justice Knight to have an infrastructure committee.
Yeah.
And then I would, as the chair of Courts and Public Safety, I might do a similar presentation and say, you know, our committee looked at this, and we either decided, you know, to or not to develop it. Let's just assume that we don't do this. And this was our discussion that this would fall on infrastructure, and then get that committee's input.
I agree with that.
And they might say, yeah, we're all about that. Or, no, we feel like we have our plates full of something, but we would have the conversation.
I think that approach is a great approach.
Okay. So I'm going to come back to that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is there any other questions or comments? Just a shock. I've been pretty talkative. I hope you can hold it down.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Chairman.
Justice Board.
Judge Baker did sign off on the additional committee.
He did.
And did he encourage it, discourage it, or just?
I had the conversation with him. I explained to him what my intent was to bring to this committee, and I asked him what his view was, and he said he supported it, that he welcomed the additional set of eyes to looking at it and for the opportunity, you know, to really, he liked the idea of the long-term planning and priorities, you know, to have opportunities to discuss that. And he agrees with me. He and I have had some conversations and meetings specifically with the courthouse renovations, and that's important and everything, but we also know that all of these are property. I don't want to sit here and speak for Judge Baker. I can just share my conversation. It was positive, and he seemed to be supportive. He indicated support.
And if I can just make one additional comment, and that is, I don't think the judge is necessarily against it, but I think he also recognizes that the infrastructure committee could also fill that role as well. So, as y'all understand, you can make whatever committees you want, and it's the county judge's authority to fill those committees as he desires. In theory, he could fill a buildings and ground committee with the same people on the infrastructure committee.
So at this point, here I'm going to make two recommendations and see which direction the committee wants to go. So I would, A, entertain a motion that we consider a building and grounds committee. That would be A, as amending ordinance 19-1, or to Justice Kendrick's proposal, I would accept a motion that recommends that the chair of the Courts and Public Safety Committee visit with the Infrastructure Committee and have a conversation with them to see where it goes. That conversation may or may not lead to a conversation back here. Depends on how that goes.
I have a procedural question.
Yes, sir.
Could we motion to send this to Infrastructure for discussion? To have that discussion?
You could motion for the chair to present it to the Infrastructure Committee.
Okay.
I mean, you could make a motion that the chair of Courts and Public Safety request an audience with the Infrastructure Committee, have a similar discussion that we had tonight, and see what their input was.
I would like to motion that.
All right, we have a motion.
I'll second it.
Have a second. All right, so we have a motion second on the floor. Is there any discussion about this?
Mr. Chair.
Yes,
I do think it would be positive to have the committees meet before we do send anything to full court to have that discussion, so I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Any other JPs? Okay, I'll just do this by a voice vote. All those in favor of the motion, which is for me to present this to the Infrastructure Committee, all those say aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I don't have any further business for this committee. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
I'm sorry, Ms. Renee.
Just one more time, tell us about how long it is permanently.
So this ordinance, as presented for on the agenda, I have pulled it off the table. So it would require a JP to bring it back before the committee for it to move forward.
Mr. Chair, to that point.
Justice Goodwin?
And I appreciate you doing that. I think what we saw here tonight with this second discussion was a great discussion. And it's what good chairmen do. They bring issues before committees, and then they vet them out. Our counselor just took away my prop, which is okay. That's all right. And basically what I wanted you and the full court to understand, or this committee to understand, was the noise level that a group of citizens in your district are dealing with. And so to that point, you brought another ordinance at the request of some of your constituents before we're going to bring it before this committee. Now, unfortunately, that got hijacked by folks that didn't understand the great process that just happened. You had an idea, you brought it before the committee, and the committee vetted it out. It's a great process, and it really works when everybody, even Justice Schock getting in all his words on this committee tonight, you know, all the boisterous talk that he had. But it's a great process when committees work as they should. There are still a group of 15 to 20 homeowners in your JP district, Jim and Judy Martin, some of the finest people you'll ever meet in the world. Tom Stanton, Miss Stanton, great people. Freddie Mark Wilcox and his wife, Pastor, great people that have a noise issue. And without grandstanding or trying to put out information that's simply just not true, I think at some point in time, as the court or sheriff's department, somebody
needs to get, try to give those folks some type of relief. You know, Ronald Reagan had a ton of great quotes, but one of his quotes was, and I'm going to make sure I get it right, government's first duty is to protect the people, not run their lives. And that's exactly right. And so while I don't welcome a noise ordinance at all, I do think our duty is to protect people who own homes, who have property, and whose lives have been disrupted by forces that they can't control. And sometimes we're the only remedy for them. That's not going to happen. And look, that's your discretion. And I appreciate that, but there are a group of people that still will have a problem when this committee leaves tonight. Also, I understand by the limited time that I spend on Facebook that you've taken a beating over this, and quite frankly, that's unfair, Mr. Chair. You brought a issue before, or wanted to bring an issue before a court, a committee, to just have a simple discussion like was had tonight. And I've seen your name thrown out there repeatedly that this was your idea, that this was your want. And maybe it was. I doubt it. You were simply representing your constituents. And for that, I applaud you. And for those that have tried to beat you over the head with it, shame on them. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Justice Good.
We thank you too, Justice.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
In that regard.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you.